Burt Show.
We got to talk to Tracy for a couple minutes about an issue that she has with her baby girl, Ella.
Okay.
Who I saw the twit pic you sent yesterday.
So sweet.
Oh,
so
cute.
Yeah. So sweet.
Did my grab those cheeks?
I said, Katie, look. She goes, oh.
And Tracy brings up a very good point because both Tracy and her husband are very intense, but in kind of two opposite ways.
Mm-hmm.
And if both of these personality traits manifest themselves in little
merge into one
in Ella, Ella could actually become a little tiny monster.
Well, we don't have this problem yet, and I'm really nervous about it because my husband has ADD, so okay. He can't really focus on anything. He's very scattered. He takes medication for it, which helps a lot, but without the medication, he's just all over the place. I, on the other hand, have been known to have a few OCD type tendencies.
A few. I'm sorry. Excuse
Tracy
me.
Is the producer of this show because she is beyond organized.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've actually, she has, one of her OCD things is like she has to write stuff down, mm-hmm. even if it doesn't involve her or have anything to do, like she puts it on a list mm-hmm. in a book somewhere. I've had to yell at her before.
Jeff is like, I'm gonna go to the kitchen to the vending machine, and I'm writing down kitchen vending machine
on a notepad. But one of your favorite stores is the Container Store, so
yes,
that's so, true. That's
yes,
true.
And I'm so uber organized, but I also get very obsessed with everything being perfect. So my fear is if she gets his ADD and my OCD. Oh my gosh, she's going to be obsessed with being perfect, but not be able to focus long enough to make it happen, and she's going to go crazy.
So
let me ask a question. Now, which would you, because we talked about it off here for a second, and I said that with children, it's either, you mimic your parents, or sometimes you go opposite of your parents. Mm-hmm. Like, you decide that you're going to rebel against that type of behavior. So which would you rather have? Ella to be OCD and, perfectionist, or would you rather her be a slob in reaction to you and Scott?
Or the exact opposite. What if she doesn't have ADD? What if she's super focused, but she decides to be super focused on being messy? You would have to give her away. You'd have to put your child on eBay.
Sloppy room. She spills things. She doesn't care. She argues with you.
Mommy will wait on her hand and foot and clean up after her because
you have OCD about cleanliness.
You have OCD.
And nothing's going to be clean enough for me. I understand that. I don't know what I'd rather her have because mm-hmm. it's frustrating for both of us. Like, while I love everything to be perfect and orderly, it drives me crazy that I'm like that. I'm just not willing to stop being like that because then that would mean nothing is orderly.
So the question this made me think about is there, mm-hmm. there has to be parents, and our phone number is 404-741-Q100, who... You are aware of something that you do. Like, everybody says, oh my God, I sound just like my mother, mm-hmm. At some point, or father or whatever. You have got to have something in your life, something that you do, whether it's an OCD tendency that your, laundry has to be folded in the exact certain way, or, an ADD thing where you start 100 projects and you can't finish them, or anything in between that.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you do that you are so hard trying to prevent from being passed down to your child.
Or even like a short temper, or even sarcasm, or, cursing. I mean, cursing I think is a common thing mm-hmm. with parents, but I would think that, any behavior that you are self-conscious about that you don't want your child to inherit, what are you keeping from them? Or trying to, at least, or can you?
Like, I am a bad... I would say husband to Jessica, but I think I'm just a bad roommate
mm-hmm.
because I have a tendency to think that just because an article of clothing is folded somewhat neat, mm-hmm. then that is put away enough, even if it's on the arm of a couch or the edge of a bed.
That drives me crazy.
So I'll come home and I'll take I'll take the shirt off mm-hmm. and I'll just fold it in half, but I'll put it on the edge of the bed. In my mind, it's away.
It's
folded in half and it's on the edge of the bed, right?
Right.
So knowing how crazy that drives Jessica, if we had children in our house, I would try not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would try to avoid that. Hey, Julia, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
I was listening and I was just thinking, wow, that's a topic just me because my mom has an issue with a short temper and mm-hmm. she was also a pack rat.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a 2-year-old, and it seems like nothing can be thrown away. I don't care if it's a toy that's been broken. He can't throw it away. And the temper, he's already caught the short tempered too.
And are you,
little things make you mad.
And are you a pack rat?
I am. I try so hard to throw everything away, but it'll get to the point where it's so much stuff where I don't even look through it. I just have to throw it away, but it's so hard because I was so used to her keeping everything from notes to unnecessary stuff.
That right there is a curse, and you know what? That's what I would, because my parents do the same thing. I told y'all about the TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that ended up, a cousin of mine ended up taking it, but I got my parents a new TV, and my dad, I said, just go put the TV in the car and take it to a church or a Goodwill and donate the old one. And mm-hmm. he goes, nah, just put it in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down and put it in the basement next to the boat engine. They don't live on a lake and are on a boat.
They may need it someday.
Yeah.
Someday.
Behind the dresser on the shelf beneath my dad's beer can collection.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pack rats. So am I.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts, and I'm trying so hard to break that habit. I would not mm-hmm. want to give that curse
mm-hmm.
to a child.
Well, it's all learned behavior. You're going to mimic exactly what your parents do.
No we're
not.
What. We're changing it, Wendy. Hey, Brittany, welcome to the show.
Breaking the cycle.
What's going on?
I am super, super OCD about everything, and my four-year-old already acts just like me. Like, if I put his shoes on and he didn't get to do it, he has to take them off and then put them back on because I did it. And, like, I'll turn off a light and he'll scream at me and go and turn it back on and then turn it back off and then turn it back on because I did it.
Is that an OCD thing, or is that more of a, you know, young kid, I want to do everything myself?
Being independent.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not normal. He's definitely not normal. It's... like, I have to do everything my own personal way. Like, it has to be done exactly the way it has to be done, and he is just like that. I mean, it's not like a normal four-year-old behavior. He's been doing it since he was, like, 2 years old. He has to do it just the way it has to be done. It has to be done several times before he's happy with it.
That can be kind of crippling for kids, once they have to change schools and stuff, because they get so used to routine and mm-hmm. repetition and patterns of behavior that, you know, when they go from, like, maybe a pre-K to a different school for kindergartner or you know, elementary to middle or whatever, it's going to be freaky for them.
And I do think there's two different, I mean, OCD is a loosely used term, mm-hmm. but isn't, like, OCD is a medical term where, like, some people have, like, the chemical in their brain.
Sounds like she and her son are that way.
Right.
Sounds like Tracy's a perfectionist.
Yeah, I don't think I actually have OCD, like the condition. I just think I like things to be perfect. But it was just like that one girl.
Do you think your husband really has ADD, or he's just creative?
He's creative, but he definitely has ADD.
And she can diagnose that because she has OCD.
Because sometimes I think that creative people are deemed ADD. Because their thought process is just different.
They're not
linear thinkers, you know?
Yeah, but I can tell a definite difference when he doesn't have his medication. Like, if he's out of a prescription, I can definitely tell. Like, he just can't focus on anything. He's all over the place. Like, his legs are, like, all, you know, he's tapping his leg the whole time. Nothing gets done.
You come home and there's a half-built dresser. Oh. There's a half-painted room. There's a half-clean kitchen. There's a half-eaten sandwich.
Right, but once he has that medication, he's pretty, it works.
Mm. And with OCD, isn't it, people who really have OCD are the ones that always have to count their steps, or they always have to mm-hmm. everything has to be in
that's
a certain...
Lindsay was like from our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was pretty intense about stuff like
she
that.
She had a bad thought. Yeah, with Lindsay, there was, it wasn't when she had a bad thought, she'd have to
touch her face.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, is it Marla? Marala?
It's Marla.
Mom, Marla. Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm sorry, y'all. I have a very bad cold.
Oh, that's okay. No worries. Everybody,
you can talk to Jen. You all can understand each other.
Yeah, everybody does.
Guys,
days.
I love your show. You guys make me laugh
sickness.
Every morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. I have a couple of OCD, but my kids actually get it from both sides. The pack rat thing, number one.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has taxes in our attic probably from the late 80s.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really sad. And every closet in our house is full. Yeah, it's a really bad situation. But the one that I just thought of that I didn't tell the girl on the phone was, especially like when I'm cooking, if it's raw chicken, I have to like trim that piece of chicken to within an inch of its life. I mean, every little tiny scrap of white that I can see on that piece of chicken is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's really intense. But my kids are funny. They're like, Mama, you're having a moment. You know, you need to calm
really?
Down.
See, that's what I vision Ella being in the future. It's like, Mom, it's okay. Mom, it's okay. Mom doesn't have to be perfect.
Chill out.
Mom.
Hey, is it Andrea or the more formal Andrea?
Andrea.
Hey, Andrea, okay, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. A word of warning for Tracy?
Yes. Well, first, I just want to say, I know everybody says this, but I'm so freaked out that I get to talk to you. I listen to y'all every day.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
And if anybody I know hears this, I'll just die. But anyway, they'll know it's me. But my first thing is, I'm kind of OCD, but mine is like a time. Everything has to be on a certain time schedule, and I kind of flip my lid if my kids don't adhere to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got three boys. But what I want to tell her is, with my first son, the mistake I made was, I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, like everything has to be perfect. And so I kind of did everything for him, like everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, dressed him, got him, you know, just did everything for him. He didn't, if I could wrap him up in a, like a bubble, I would have. But now he's 11. And he's like the laziest child that ever walked the earth. He can't do anything. He would lay in bed and like wait for someone to bring him socks.
Ella Grace will not be a lazy child.
Oh, no, she will not. And she's not already.
Ella Grace is already Ella is already doing chores at the house, and she's doing them properly. The dishes are stacked, biggest to smallest. And she knows how to alphabetize soup. Good job, Tracy.
And she can use Microsoft Excel.
The Burt Show.